This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
The SBS TV series Christians Like Us was an unusual experiment in Christian community, bringing together 10 believers from the most diverse backgrounds to see how they'd get along and how they'd go discussing some of the most controversial social issues. One of those 10 housemates was Marty Beckett, a Pentecostal church pastor at The Rock Community Centre in Penrith, and head of Christ Mission Possible, a welfare ministry to the homeless. And he's with me now. Hi, Marty. Thanks for joining me.
Hey, Claire. Thanks for having me.
Marty, first up, how do you feel now that the show has finally been screened on TV? Is it a bit of a weight off your shoulders?
Oh, it is. Look, being that we're involved in the social sector and we partner with government organisations, it was a bit of a tense moment, wondering how they were going to put us across. Because, as you know, I mean, although we live in a country with free speech, it's not really free. It comes at cost. We were a bit anxious, but it actually came across pretty well.
Why did you agree to go on the show?
Honestly, I didn't until the last sort of week or two, when right at the last end, and that was mainly because of the fact that I do run a welfare arm, and I know how unforgiving it can be out there when you have a differing view from society. I went on there primarily because in talking with one of the producers, the developers of the show, when they were talking to us, we actually had a great dialogue, and I could see what I was saying getting through to her, and I thought, well, if what I'm saying can translate to her, who she was a lovely lady, but an unbeliever, unchurched. I thought if it can get through to her, maybe it can get through to others.
On episode one, we see you talking about your expectations. You're wondering if you'd be the most fundamental Christian in the house. Did that turn out to be true, do you feel?
I think there were three of us. There was myself, Steve and Asumpta. I think we all sort of held very firm to fundamental beliefs. I think I was definitely one of the most outspoken, followed very closely with Asumpta. Steve was probably a little bit more reserved, but still shared exactly the same views.
And did you feel like the show portrayed you and others fairly?
Look, I think the show did. I think the show actually really, I was very outspoken on the show, probably one of the more vocal. And I don't find that they could have used a lot of the material and twisted and used that out of context. They didn't, which I was pleasantly surprised with. So I think they did a great job. I think I came across okay. I don't think they tried to go after me. I think after the show, one of the things, even just yesterday, having a chat on the phone to one of our, Tiffany, who was the Anglican priest, so I just spoke to her on the phone yesterday and said my biggest issues, how it's been portrayed by certain individuals after the show, that we didn't see Jesus in the house, that, there were certain people in the room that would have made, say, Carol feel uncomfortable, just things where it didn't happen in the house. We were really a good, I felt most of us, a good united front.
We saw people attending one of your homeless outreaches, and one of the nice things was seeing the older Steve talk about how the outreach began to restore his faith in humanity, and he was a man who'd experienced a lot of pain and abuse in his life.
Absolutely.
What was it like for you to have all of those fellow housemates along to one of your ministries?
I think it was wonderful, and it was one of the highlights for me was to actually be able to bring them out on the street and do that. Thought it was really, really cool. And one of the things that I was excited by was Steve, because he had had, obviously, major letdowns in the church, major atrocities happened to him. And he just did. He was in tears a number of times. When we got back to the house, he just said, he kept saying, mate, you're a bloody awesome guy. And I just got there. And he said, mate, this is what the church should do. This is what. Unfortunately, I didn't see that translate at the end of the show, which, I just feel really sad about, because in conversations, in interviews, in commentary from Steve, I haven't heard him say, you know what, I did see Jesus. I saw it in what Marty's doing. I saw it in what this person's doing. Because there were moments in the house where we saw Jesus, where we saw what it's really about.
There was some intense discussion on lots of topics. You had abortion, women in ministry, abuse in the church, homosexuality, and you made it clear you have a very traditional view on that. And at the same time, Chris, one of the housemates, identifies as both gay and a Christian, and he shared his very personal story of his struggle. Did the conversations ever get too heated on these topics? Did you feel like you always smoothed it over with your fellow housemates, or were the discussions a bit too much at times?
No. Look, I think there are always topics that will get people's emotions going, and some get more emotional than others. One thing I found was once we really brought it down, we actually didn't differ on much. We all agreed on most of it. It was just those real emotional hot buttons that people love to go with and press. And so, no, I think we all, once we got to the, at the end of the last day, we all sat around, we all talked. Even Chris said how he just had a real empathy for us, you know, started to have a heart for us. Mm. There's a moment that isn't in the show where I went and just saw Chris behind, just in private, where he was hanging out with Tiff. I went around, I gave him a hug, and I said, "Mate, I've told you in public, and I'll tell you again, I really love you, man, and I'd take a bullet for you. I just don't agree on certain things. But don't mistake that for not loving you." And he agreed, and we had a genuine moment. But you don't see that on camera.
You brought your guitar along, and we saw a few nice moments of worship in the house. In the second episode, we see you and Chris sitting down together singing Lion and the Lamb. Did you get a greater sense of the unity in Jesus despite our differences in those worship moments?
Look, we didn't have many of those. That was the only one. And that was just absolutely unplanned. Cameras weren't around. I just sort of pulled the guitar out in the lounge area there and thought, I'll have a moment of worship just on my own. No one was really around. Chris came down the stairs and said, "Oh, mate, do you know this song?" And I went, "Yeah." Aww. We started playing it. We sang it together. And there was a genuine moment of just worship. Next thing you open your eyes and there's the cameras all around you. But you know what? It was a genuine moment. And, you know, I just said, we both complimented each other on it. Said, "Your vocals are great. Yours are great." And you know what? There was no gay straight at that moment. It was just two worshippers. Mm. And that's why I love worship, because it just really gets rid of all the garbage and we're just human beings that are there. Mm. And it was a real beautiful, authentic moment.
Did you find yourself forming friendships you would never have expected on that show?
Yeah. Yeah, look, I do have a real love for Carol, and anyone who knows me and my distaste for abortion, and they would go, "Wow, how did you do that?" And you know what? I can do that because years ago I decided that it's actually the good in people, even when they're doing things that I consider bad, it's actually they're motivated by good. They're not evil. And so when I saw Carol and I heard her story, we'd already formed a friendship and relationship. And so I have a real love for Carol. Tiff, love Tiff. I think I do actually love Tiff. We get on really, really well. Steve and Assumpta, they become really good friends, very similar in the way we come across. And Steve, Steve was my roommate. And so, mate, we had a lot of personal chats. Mm. And I really have a lot of time for Steve and a real desire to just see him live life to the full. So he's a good mate as well.
Do you think you'll keep those friendships, Marty?
I hope so. Yeah. And, you know, I think even now after the show, with some of the discussions we're having, we're really peeling back other layers that say that we actually are not that different and we actually have a lot in common.
Well, thank you very much for your time.
Hey, my pleasure.
It's been great to talk to you. That's Marty Beckett, and he was on the TV show Christians Like Us. He's pastor of the Rock Community Centre and the head of Christ Mission Possible.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.